Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Vincent Eumanns, Ted Weems, and George Gershwin, fulfill a couple of requests, and have some indelicate songs. And we're having a contest, so stay tuned for details on how you can win a CD of vintage Xylophone records by the Green Brothers. Last week, September 27th, marked the birth in New York City in 1898 of composer Vincent Eumanns. His father was the owner of a chain of haberdasheries, and the family settled in Westchester County, where young Vincent started piano lessons at age 4. He enrolled in Sheffield Scientific School at Yale University, but quickly found out he had no interest at all in engineering, and left to join a Wall Street brokerage for a short time. He first began composing while in the Navy during World War I, where one of his songs was heard and then used by John Philip Sousa in his band concerts. In 1927, that song was renamed Hallelujah and was a hit in the Broadway musical Hit the Deck. After his discharge from the Navy, Eumanns embarked on a musical career working as a pianist and song plugger for the Harms Music Publishing Company. He first became interested in writing for the musical stage while working as a rehearsal pianist for Victor Herbert. His first Broadway show tune with the lyric by Ira Gershwin was Who's Who With You, and was in the 1918 show From Broadway to Piccadilly. His first complete score was 1921's Two Little Girls in Blue, but I'd take up the rest of the show if I listed all of his shows, songs, and collaborators. In 1933, Eumanns contracted tuberculosis and entered a sanatorium in Denver, Colorado. After a while, he was able to leave the sanatorium and move to New Orleans, where he worked on new musical endeavors, but his health deteriorated and he returned to the sanatorium, where he died on April 5, 1946, at just 48 years of age. Here are three from the pen of Vincent Eumanns. Thank you. Paul Whiteman and his orchestra with Bing Crosby and the title tune from the Broadway show Great Day, written by Vincent Humans, Billy Rose, and Edward Eliscu. That record will be having its 76th birthday next week, having been recorded on October 9, 1929. Before Great Day, we heard the Trocadero Melody Boys and I Want to Be Happy. That was recorded in Los Angeles in early 1925 by the Hollywood Phonograph Company and was issued on their Sunset label. Sunset records were sold exclusively by Crest Dime Stores. The Hollywood Phonograph Company also produced the Hollywood, Triumph, and Silver Screen labels. In 1926, Crest switched to selling Romeo records, which were made in New York, and that pretty much put an end to the West Coast record industry. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes, from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. At the beginning of the show, I mentioned a contest. Now, a few weeks ago, I played some marimba and xylophone records featuring the Green Brothers, Joe Green and George Hamilton Green. Well, I was very surprised and pleased when their nephew, Lou Green, got in touch with me. Lou has produced a couple of CDs of the Green Brothers and has graciously made one available for me to give away. It's called Masters of the Xylophone and features George Hamilton Green and Joe Green with the All-Star Trio, Green Brothers Xylophone Orchestra, and the George Green-Frank Banta Duo. All you have to do for a chance to win it is to send an email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. No questions, no forms, just let me know you'd like the CD and you're in. One lucky winner will be selected at random from all entries received by Saturday, October 8th at midnight Pacific Daylight Time. I'd appreciate knowing where you're from and how you happened upon the show. That email address is glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Lou Green and his wife Mary also have their own group, Green's New Novelty Orchestra, and will be giving away not one, but two of their CDs on next week's show. You can find out more at www.greensmusic.com. Last week, I received a nice email from listener Len, who lives in a little town called Linden, Washington, in the northernmost part of Puget Sound, only about 3 miles from the Canadian border. He emailed a request for a couple of records by Rudy Valley, and I'm happy to play them.
Thank you. knowledge men, do a dance called Raccoon. It's the craze nowadays, and it will get you soon. Buy a coat and try it, bet you'll be a riot. It's a wild thing to do it right now. Highbrow, lowbrow, intermediate, make believe they're all collegiate soon. To do the raccoon. Raccoon coats don't care who's wearing them. Hallroom boys will all be sharing them soon. To do the raccoon. Every day you'll have your downs and your ups. Every day those raccoon coats will have pops. Date a girl, then start to hurry or ride downtown to some big furrier soon. To do the raccoon. Oh, they wear them down at Princeton, and they share them up at Yale. Oh, they eat in them at Harvard, and they sleep in them in jail. Alpha, Beta, Delta, Freighter, what's the matter with alma mater? Boola, boola, you're a fooler. Go to schooler and learn the raccoon. Every day its popularity grows. What a chance to keep you up in your toes. $15 and then the coat is yours. Be like all those college sophomores soon. To do the raccoon.
Outside, the rain was pouring down. Big boys felt mighty blue. Outside, the wind was howling round, and she felt lonesome too. Outside, they heard the thunder crash. She looked at him and sighed. Though she knew it wasn't right, she let him stay all night. Yes, she did, yes, she did. Outside, the moon was shining bright on our small canoe. She said, let's row all night. I felt like rowing too. Outside, the stream was very wet. She looked at me and sighed. Though I know you hate to pet, I've got my mind all set. Either pet or get wet outside. Outside, her husband had come back unexpectedly. Outside, the door began to crack. He must have lost his key. Outside, he shouted, who are you? I'm selling ice, I cried. Then he yelled, say that ain't fair, 'cause we've got a Frigidaire.
A couple of requests from listener Len in Linden, Washington. We began with Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees, who were Doin' the Raccoon on October 10, 1928. Doin' the Raccoon was written by J. Fred Coots and Raymond Klages. We finished up with Len's other request, Outside, Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees on January 31, 1929. Outside was written by Frank Flynn. I was trying to figure out how to round out that set, and figured if you were outside and there were raccoons about, you might need a walking stick or walking cane. So in the middle there, we heard the Kentucky Jug Band and Walkin' Cane Stomp. The Kentucky Jug Band was formed by saxophonist Hooks Tilford. Charlie Adams was the fife player in the group, and he created a novelty instrument called the walking cane from a transverse flute and a bamboo walking cane. If you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or if you have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic, or if you'd like a chance to win a CD, you can send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, September 26, marked the birth in 1901 in Pitcairn, Pennsylvania, of Wilfred Theodore Weems. You may know him better as bandleader Ted Weems. While in high school, he played violin in the West Philadelphia Symphony, and while attending the University of Pennsylvania, played trombone in the dance band. He had been an engineering major, but by the time he finished college, he was set on a musical career and formed his own band around 1922, along with his trumpeter brother Art, playing at a Philadelphia cafe for over a year. He began recording for Victor in 1923 and had a hit from his first session with Somebody Stole My Gal. He toured mainly around the Midwest, appearing at Kansas City's Muehlbach Hotel, but also got booked at the Marine Ballroom at Atlantic City's Steel Pier. Joe Hames contributed many arrangements for the band in the late 20s, including the charts for the hit Piccolo Pete. Singers with the band in the 30s included Parker Gibbs, Red Engel, Country Washburn, and Elmo Tanner, and Perry Como got his first big job with the band in 1936. The band was featured on radio in the 30s on shows including the Jack Benny Program, the new Fibber McGee and Molly Show, the Alamite Show, and Beat the Band. The orchestra disbanded in 1942 when Weems joined the Merchant Marine, but he formed a new band in 1945 and had a hit in 47 with a reissue of Heartaches, which had been recorded in 1933. In the mid-1950s, Ted Weems himself became a disc jockey, although he continued to record until 1962. While on tour in 1963, he suffered an asthma attack, which put him in the hospital in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where he died on May 6th at age 62. Here are three from Ted Weems that you don't hear very often.
every day. No, you never did that before. You left me a note, you put it beneath my door. I've gotta go away, you wrote. No, you never did that before. Please, if you're through, then say you're through. Forget me if you choose to. But if you're not, then say you're not, and hold me like you used to. What must be will be, and so there is hope in store. You'll wanna come back to me, 'cause you never did that before.
A musical trip to Siberia with Ted Weems and his orchestra from their first electrical recording session, July 8, 1925. Siberia was written by Paul Van Loan and Phil Ponce. Before that, Arthur Jarrett performed double duty playing guitar and singing the Roy Turk lyric to Fred Allert's music on You Never Did That Before from July 1, 1930. We begin our tribute to Ted Weems with I'm All Broken Up Over You, written by Carl Heffel, Joe Murphy, Joe Burke, and Louis Hersher. That was recorded February 22, 1924. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. If you haven't sent that email yet for your chance to win the Green Brothers Masters of the Xylophone CD, the address is glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, September 26, marked the birth in Brooklyn, New York in 1898 of Jacob Gershowitz. You know him better as George Gershwin. George was to become one of America's most famous composers, but if it weren't for his older brother Ira's interest in music, George's parents would never have bought the family's first piano. But it was George who took to the instrument and began to successfully play by ear. At age 12, he was given lessons, and a couple of years later began studying under Charles Hambitzer. Gershwin quit school at age 15 and began his professional career as a song plugger for the Jerome Remick Company. 2 years after he started work for Remick, he had his first song published, When You Want 'Em, You Can't Get 'Em. That same year, he began making piano rolls and traveled the vaudeville circuit as a pianist and toured as accompanist for Nora Bayes. In 1919, Gershwin's first Broadway show, La La Lucille, ran for 100 performances, and that same year, Al Jolson added Swanee, which had been written in 1917, to his touring show, where it became an instant hit. For the next 5 years, Gershwin wrote the music for George White's Scandals. During the 20s, along with his brother Ira, Gershwin wrote successful musicals for Fred and Adele Astaire, W.C. Fields, Jeanette MacDonald, Ruby Keeler, Jimmy Durante, Fanny Brice, Bob Hope, and others. In 1935, he moved to California and wrote for films including Shall We Dance, starring Fred and Adele Astaire, and A Damsel in Distress with Astaire, Joan Fontaine, and Gracie Allen. George Gershwin died of a brain tumor on July 11, 1937, at just 38 years of age. So here to begin a trio of songs by George Gershwin is Lambert Murphy.
When the clouds, the skies are filling, and the songbirds stop their trilling, don't take it too hard. Worry depart, soon the sunshine will say howdy, skies are not forever cloudy. Just learn to sing and never hope, there is a thing that's known as hope. Weary are the flowers, dreary are the hours, waiting for the sun to come out. For
do do now ah ba da 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 do ba do ba da do ba do do da 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 da.
Al Starita and the Piccadilly Players and George and Ira Gershwin's He Loves and She Loves. The vocalist on that October 6, 1928 recording was Eddie Grossbart. He Loves and She Loves is from the Broadway musical Funny Face, which starred Fred and Adele Astaire. It opened at the Alvin Theater on November 22, 1927 and ran for 250 performances. Before that, we heard Henry Lang and his Baker Hotel Orchestra and Somebody Loves Me, written in 1924 by George Gershwin, Buddy DeSilva, and Ballard MacDonald. The Brunswick recording we just heard was made on July 19, 1929. The Baker Hotel is in Chicago, and pianist, composer, and bandleader Henry Lang led several hotel bands in the Midwest beginning in 1923. We began our tribute to George Gershwin with Lambert Murphy in 1920 singing the Arthur Francis lyric to Waiting for the Sun to Come Out. That's from the show The Sweetheart Shop. In case you didn't realize it, you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records on KISL, Avalon. I want to remind you one more time to send in that email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com for your chance to win that Green Brothers CD, Masters of the Xylophone, generously provided by Joe and George's nephew, Lou Green. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. A couple of weeks ago, I played a record by Ethel Waters called Do What You Did Last Night, in which Ethel specifically said, don't misconstrue. That's one of lots of records of the time with double entendre and sexual innuendo. Well, don't misconstrue, but here's a set of, indelicate songs, beginning with Butterbeans and Susie.
What's wrong now?
Why, you ain't nothing but a low-down loafer.
Stop that.
When I get in your car, you keep getting so bold. Believe me, butter, someday I'm gonna get you told.
Now, look here.
What is it?
Miss Switchboard Operator, I done found out that you ain't nothing but a real man-hater. Why in the world don't you tend to your own phone?
What do you mean?
And let a hard-working man alone.
Say, listen. Elevated Papa. Elevated Papa.
Yeah.
Seem like you always want to go down.
Now, look here.
What
Switchboard Mama. Switchboard Mama. You got the bummest connection in town.
Is that so?
Use one operator that's hard to get. I worked at your receiver until I'm all upset.
Why, before you use your lever, you should close the door. With me, you always get stuck between the floors.
Now, Switchboard Mama.
What is it?
Switchboard Mama, I don't see how in the world that you getting by.
Is that so?
I put a nickel in your slop. And it rained all night.
Well, I'm not to blame, butter, if you didn't put it in right. Elevated Papa.
Look here, Switchboard Mama. Your service doesn't satisfy.
Is that so?
Now, Sue, your switchboard's been out of order ever since way last spring.
Uh-huh.
Tell the truth, you ought to get somebody to fix that thing. Because every time I plug it up, your trunk line falls, and you give no satisfaction on your long-distance call. I done told you about it half a dozen times before. Your receiver's worn out, and it doesn't work anymore. Now, your buzz is old and doesn't buzz like it should, and I can't use your mouthpiece, because that ain't no good.
Well, I'm going to tell a superintendent just what you do.
What who do?
Why, you couldn't run his elevator if he knew.
If he knew what?
Why, you waste a lot of power when I get inside.
Uh-huh.
Because you keep going up and down each time I ride.
Is that so?
Why, you get so excited. You don't know which is which.
Uh-huh.
Instead of pulling your lever, then you throw up your switch. Why, you take me to the basement, and if I should squawk, why, you put me out and tell me, go ahead on, old broad, you got the walk.
Is that so?
Why, Elevated Papa?
Look here, Switchboard Mama.
Well, now your service doesn't satisfy, no, sir.
Oh, go away, Willie.
Oh, give me a little of that, honey.
Oh, no, keep your nasty hands off it.
Why, honey? Now, I want something so bad.
I want your nasty hands on it.
Why, honey?
Because it's mine. I ain't gonna give you none of my things.
Oh, give me a little bit.
No.
Just a teeny weeny little bit.
No, now.
Why?
I'll tell you the reason
why. Well, let me know, sugar.
Now listen here, Willie Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no use you keep hanging around. I know you want it.
I sure do.
Oh, it looks so good.
It do.
I wouldn't give you a piece, honey, if I could.
Now, Mary.
What?
You is making me blue.
Why, Willie? 'Cause I can't give none to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll play ring around roses, even play hopscotch. But I can't give you none of my lollipop.
Yeah, you can.
I know Fanny's got one.
Yeah, she got one.
And thinks it's fine.
It is.
But I bet your nickel, baby, it ain't as good as mine.
I don't know.
You know Tommy and Johnny,
mm-hmm,
and cute little Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Why, they wouldn't go to school till I give them some more.
Yeah.
Now, and if you try to take it, I'll call a cop, 'cause I ain't gonna give you none of my lollipop. None of my lollipop.
Look here.
What?
Honey, give me a little bit.
I ain't.
Look here, I'll give me a little bit.
No.
I'll give you a nickel for it.
I ain't gonna give you nothing.
Oh, just a little bit.
No, I'm gonna tell my mom.
Oh, I don't care if you tell your mom. You give me a little of yours, and when I get some, I'll give you one of mine.
I don't want yours.
Huh?
I don't want yours.
Well, I want yours. And I'm gonna tell you why, honey.
Why?
Yeah. I'll tell you what you do.
What?
Look here. I'll play mom and papa until it's night.
Oh, will ya?
You can beat her, mom.
Oh, it's goody-goody.
If you treat me right.
But here's one thing I'm guarding,
mm-hmm,
with all my might.
Yeah, honey, and I can see good and well that you sure is sitting on it tight.
Yes, sir. I ain't gonna give you none, so let me be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm keeping it for myself. It means so much to me.
Well, honey, give me a little old candy. Let the argument drop.
No, 'cause your lips will never touch my lollipop.
No,
not this mama's lollipop.
A good man was hard to find. Positively, absolutely, sure was mine. I found the best that ever was. Here's just some of the things he does. He shakes my ashes, greases my griddle, churns my butter, strokes my fiddle. My man is such a handyman. Threads my needle, creams my wheat, heats my heater, chops my meat. My man is such a handyman. Don't care if you believe or not, he sure is good to have around. Why, when my burners gets too hot, he's right there to turn my damper down. For everything, he's got a scheme. You ought to see his new solder that he uses on my machine. My man is such a handyman. He flaps my flapjacks, cleans off the table, feeds the horses in my stable. My man, such a handy man. He's God's gift. Sometimes he's up long before dawn, busy trimming the rough edges off my lawn. Oh, you can't get away from it. He's such a handy man. Never has a single thing to say while he's working hard. I wish that you could see the way he handles my front yard. My ice don't get a chance to melt away. He sees that I get that old fresh piece every day. man. He always such a handy man.
Ethel Waters, accompanied by James B. Johnson and My Handy Man, written by Andy Razaf and recorded by Columbia on August 21st, 1928. Before that, we heard Hunter and Jenkins and Lollipop, recorded by Vocalion January 4, 1933. Hunter and Jenkins were Leola Pettigrew and Wesley Wilson, who began working together in 1905 and were married 7 years later. Leola's stage name was Coot Grant, and the pair was variously billed as Coot and Wilson, Kid and Coot, and Hunter and Jenkins. They performed in musical comedies, vaudeville, traveling shows, and revues, and appeared and recorded with artists such as Fletcher Henderson, Mez Mezro, Sidney Bechet, and Louis Armstrong. They published about 400 songs, including Gimme a Pigfoot, which was a hit for Bessie Smith. We began that indelicate set with Butterbeans and Susie and Elevator Papa, Switchboard Mama. Butterbeans and Susie were Susie Hawthorne and Jody Edwards, who were married in 1916 and worked revues, theaters, musical comedies, and tours. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.